It's time for the Mountain City Coaches Show. This week, we're going to visit with head coach Brian Messer of the Panthers. The Panthers came up on the short end of a score last week against Falsey Sacred Heart, 31-26, the final. Coach, kind of a slow start for the Panthers. The Irish got ahead, I believe it was 17-0. Your kids, after that, came back, just couldn't quite get over the hump Friday night.
No, I think we learned a lot. I think we learned that, we can play. I think there at the beginning of the game, we were maybe a little intimidated, and I tried to explain we didn't need to be, but we certainly did get down on the wrong side there, early on, and then we had to respond to it, and I'm proud of the way we did eventually respond.
Your kids came out, and as you said, they played well at 31-26, a very entertaining football game to watch. Some big plays, pretty well-played game, both squads, not a lot of turnovers, not just bunches of penalties. I know coaches never like any penalties, but there's always not a whole lot, so just a good all-around game, very entertaining for the fans to watch, at least.
Yeah, I thought so, and I told the kids after the game, this is why you play high school football, these type of games. Win or lose, I mean, we learned a lot. I told them I actually, had fun watching them compete. And I said, we're a little spoiled around here, but that's what high school football should look like.
The good news is this game, you tell me you hope you learn some things. Out of conference, out of district, the loss doesn't hurt a thing except maybe the pride.
That's right. I think our kids understand, the way our schedule sets up, that really our goal right now in this stretch of three tough games is to improve and learn about ourselves and then, really just learn how to compete harder. And I think we gained something in that area.
We talked a little bit during the broadcast Friday night. Years ago when Sacred Heart had a massive winning streak, 70-some, 80-some games in a row, their kids, as they went along through high school, they felt a lot of pressure not to be the team that loses a game or has a bad season. You get any sense of that from your kids? They don't want to lose. I mean, you've had some losses, but the kids have been so good, they don't want to break this string or be the ones looked down on. Maybe a loss like that out of conference, out of district, take a little pressure off of them as the season goes, hopefully.
Well, I think so. I can't really put my finger on the mentality of our team right now. Mm-hmm. We have so many what you call new players, frontline guys this year. I'm trying to get them to really identify and have a vision toward what they want this season to be. I think the possibilities are, we have a pretty high ceiling this year if they really want to maybe make that level of the playoffs and maybe go beyond that even. I think it's possible. But I really haven't identified if they have really internalized that for themselves yet.
We'll come back, visit more with Coach Messer. We'll talk about another big game coming up Friday night after this on Sunny 101.3. Welcome back to our Mountain City Coaches Show, our visit with head coach Brian Messer as the Panthers get ready for another tough one this week. Coach, this week at Stanbury, and apparently the Bulldogs aren't going to be very happy when you get there. They kind of got whipped by St. Joe Christian last week.
Yes, and I watched that on film, and, they are definitely a legitimate team, and they're going to present a lot of difficulties for us. And, the end of that game, the second half, was really, it was just about all Stanbury. I mean, that was impressive. So we're going to have our hands full again.
Stanbury's been a team the last 2 to 3 years. Their timing was just bad. They had a lot of really good athletes, some really good football teams, and they kept running into a Mountain City juggernaut the last 2 or 3 years. They just got to be chomping the bits to get you guys sometime, get a hold of you when they think they got a chance to win, because they've been very good, and you guys have handled them pretty well on some really good teams.
They have, and, I was just talking to our kids yesterday about the last 2 years, people have really, around here, have really felt like the Worth County game was maybe a championship-type game, but if they'd really go back and consider the games, it was Stanbury that we really had difficulty getting over the hump against, and we had to really make some really good plays at a really crucial time the last 2 years to get past Stanbury. So you're right. I mean, they're prepared to beat us. There's no doubt about that.
Sounds like our weather's going to change. It probably didn't have much effect on your game planning for football, other than it's a little more interesting to practice when it cools off. Maybe that helps.
I think it does help. It'll really help our conditioning level, I think, or will will appear to be, I just don't think conditioning will be as big a factor without the heat.
And everybody came through last week okay. The team's pretty healthy, it looks like.
Yeah, I think so. I think we're about as healthy as we were a week ago, so that's always a plus when you're playing tough competition.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking the time to visit with us. Good luck with the Bulldogs this week.
All right, thank you.
That's our Mountain City Coaches Show for this week. I'm John Nixon with Head Coach Brian Messer.